Hi everyone, I'm Nancy Fredericks of Woman's Rules of Engagement, a podcast that shares the secrets for corporate women that supports them in thriving. Together, we'll discuss concepts that, when applied, will gain traction for advancing your career, ones that tap into your feminine power. In case you don't know me as yet, I'm an experienced thought leader who is known for offering women simple, practical, workable solutions for winning no matter what the business challenges you confront. Instead of me talking about myself, how about listening and finding out for yourself? The topic today is an interesting one from my point of view. Focus on the right stuff to produce the right results. It's a big leverage if you get what this is all about. Can you remember a point early in your professional career when you were on the brink of realizing all your work aspirations? Promotions, recognition, influence, and praise were coming in at a fulfilling rate. What an exciting time you were experiencing. And then, midway, your progress slowed down, way down. You were left wondering what's going on. The deceleration led to loss of confidence. And this is something that so many women experience. Research attests that this turning of the success tide for women is prevalent, where 27% of new female employees were confident they could reach and were going to reach the top management. This confidence dropped to a mere 13% of experienced female employees. Hear that. The longer they work, the lower their confidence was. So when we women permit our careers to progress as the corporate structure provides and sometimes demands, we begin losing confidence in ourselves. To move higher in any organization requires a mental shakeup on your part. In fact, SHRM, the professional HR organization, confirms this when their members responded that 69% of them don't believe their organization is doing a good job facilitating the growth of their employees. Get that? And less than a third believe their managers are doing a good job at coaching and developing their teams. While you look to your leadership to develop your career pathway, experts understand that they're failing at a shocking rate. You know, I remember being a keynote speaker at Amgen for women leaders. I love the question and answer section and the challenges that come up in these interactions. The very first woman who stretched her arm up faster than anyone else's asked the question, "I have," and she then listed a whole bunch of degrees that she had that were absolutely amazing and unprecedented in my experience of someone of her age. She then went on to say, "I've been with a company 6 months. How long is it going to take for me to be a manager?" I looked her directly in the eye and responded, "I know this isn't what you want to hear. Your credentials are impressive. They're stunningly impressive. No question about it. However, that's why you're working at Amgen. That's what got you in the door. Now you have to learn the nuanced skills that qualify you for being a future leader of the company. And they're very different than simply knowledge-based." Obviously, this female executive's boss, nor human resources, had ever established expectations, nor had they begun the development process for transforming her career and her talents from this degreed woman on the path to reaching her hopes and dreams. So she had no plan of action that had been developed for her. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because companies aren't telling the full story. If you're interested in moving higher in your or any organization, it requires a mental shakeup on your part. Understand, as I said earlier, while your current tactical expertise and credentials provided you the price of admission, these skills aren't enough to open the door, nor do they knock down any barriers standing between you and your aspirations. Not even close. It's your beingness, which is made up of subtler, more nuanced soft skills that are the determining factor for your rise to the top. If your intention is to move up the corporate ladder, no longer can you be an extraordinary doing machine, clicking off one project after another. Now you must rely on an entirely new, more complex, less defined array of competencies to leap into the world of influential leader that you desire to be. You know, I've always found that questions are an excellent tactic to getting to the root of an issue. So let's use them as our tool for discovering if you're focused on the right stuff to produce the right results. First question, are you living a career of ownership? Not everyone does. Many pass the buck and never realize that they're doing it. Recently, a client enthused about an outstanding leadership podcast she'd listened to. What did you learn from it? I asked. She went on to say, no, it wasn't so much for me. What I realized was for my company's leaders. They need to acquire these attitudes. This podcast reveals what's wrong with my company. What? Sarah was pointing fingers outwardly, where no one can ever change attitudes or decisions or outcomes. And finding fault in others, I've always felt, is a low-level quality. You know, everyone can find fault. However, finding the possibility in others is a big function of being a leader. And by the way, when you look carefully, three fingers are directly targeting you as you point your finger at others. Yes, problems originate externally, but your solutions emerge from the inside. Begin changing your approach by taking control of your thoughts. You know, if your company doesn't recognize your strength, without losing a beat from the inside, start asking yourself the question and consider, what can I do to shift this perception? If you have a boss who isn't supporting your career growth, what can I do to develop myself? Never accept that the locus of control is in someone else's hand. Such a viewpoint has you handing all your power away and stunting your growth now and for a very long time. Second question, are you receiving a little help from your allies? If you aren't, you're making your career progress far more arduous than need be. Mentors or sponsors are your own personal internal public relations department. They believe in you, are wise, knowledgeable advisors who open doors to key influencers and key opportunities for you in the company. As vital as mentors are, research, unfortunately, by DDI found a staggering 63% of women in their survey group never had a mentor, even though 67% of them ranked mentoring as important to career success. So they knew it was important, but they didn't do anything about it. And moreover, junior women aren't approaching senior men and women about being mentored. So there's a huge gap there. Not only that, I was reading a Harvard Business Research, which points out that men are more likely to be mentored by senior executives. Women are more likely to have junior relationships. Which connection do you believe elicits more clout? You can't get around the fact that mentor and sponsors offer real career traction. When you look at the research coming out of the Center for Talent Innovation, which reveals that individuals who are more satisfied with their rate of advancement are individuals with sponsors. Do you have one? You know, we'll be talking more about this in later podcasts, but really start looking around and figuring out who are the influencers in your organization that you want to mentor and sponsor you, and start creating a relationship with them. The third question, are you paying the price of admission for a higher position? Everyone working in business today is busy, but according to Hive Report, women accomplish 10% more than men do on the job, but much of that work falls into the non-promotable category, such as administration and project paperwork and departmental planning. Do you hear that? Their activities don't lead to promotion. And reading further in this report, it reveals often women are volunteering for these additional chores that don't count on your to-be-promoted score sheet. Answer this question frankly. Does this represent part or much of your workload? As you peel back your activities, you've got to start eliminating any time wasters. Women on track for career leadership opportunities understand focusing on the company's profitability or future is the biggest leverage focus that will lead to your promotion, not busy work. And women who are on track work this leverage daily. And they absolutely understand that their career needs have to be a top focus every week. You know, the marketplace is simply too competitive not to make a commitment to yourself. As you go up the corporate ladder, you and I both know that there are less opportunities, not more. So it becomes really competitive the higher you go. And that's when the shift in attitude is essential for you. You know, I can't tell you how many women I've coached through the years who have felt they've been cheated. Their male peers have been moved forward at a faster pace than they are. These fabulous, bright, intelligent women then offer me a litany of reasons they're better for the position than their male counterparts. Inevitably, their measurement is all about production and detail and completion. And they really believe the guys have cheated because they received their promotion because of relationships, not because of their stellar work. So if you're there and that's what you're thinking, the reality is you need to have a shift in your measurement and your rules of engagement. To be promoted is very, very difficult when no one knows you. Merely by removing this misidentification of the rules for promotion has led to success for more women I've strategically partnered with than you would ever believe. You know, we've looked at and considered three career stretching questions in this podcast. There are so many others that I don't have time to cover because these podcasts are limited in time. But you aren't limited by time. What can you imagine asking and answering that will supercharge your career? It is you and only you who can open the doors to your destiny, with a little help, of course, from your friend Nancy Fredericks, I hope. When you think about what we addressed in this Women's Rules of Engagement podcast, what are you going to do differently to add weight to your beingness? Because I hope that in this podcast you get that checking the box off isn't enough once you reach mid-level management. You have to have this beingness element building in you and revealed in your organization. Of the three questions that we posed today, is there anything you might want to take on right now? Because your career success rests more in your hands than you ever, ever imagined. So are you going to allow others to slow down your development, or are you going to take the reins of your career in your hands, where they absolutely belong? Are you going to step up for your future? I know which decision I hope you make. Come back again for more practical, workable solutions you can immediately incorporate into your career victory story right now. Much success always. I'm thrilled you've listened to the Thrive with Nancy podcast. My intention is to offer quick tips designed for you to apply right away, ones that will boost your career immediately. I bet you're already considering ways to implement these new ideas. Perfect. Now, if you do me a favor, pass the podcast link on to those who will benefit, your friends and coworkers. Thanks so much.